First Corinthians 3. We want to talk this week and maybe next week, maybe the week after, because I'm not sure I'll be done today. We want to talk about increase. Amen.
Amen.
Say increase.
Increase.
I didn't hear you very well. Say increase.
Increase.
Because as a person and as a church, we must not get to a point where we are complacent. What does complacency mean? Complacency is a state where you are contented and you don't really care any longer. 1 Corinthians 3. And now, this is Paul talking. In verse 5, he said, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? Are they not ministers by whom you have received or you have believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So if there's something Paul is making clear, he's saying God gives increase. That's what he gives. So if God gives increase, I take the increase.
I take the increase.
And I have the increase.
I have the increase.
I want you to be a bit more sensitive tonight. If God gives increase, then I want the increase. In all spheres of my life, in all areas, I live in the increase. See how definite Paul was in that place. God gives the increase. So that you be sure. In verse 7, that says, so then neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God that gives increase. That is, God is the key in this entire conversation. He says, it's not about the person that planted. It's not about the one that's watering. It is God who gives the increase. So when we plant or water, what we get from God is increase.
I'm increasing.
Because the truth is, humans can get, I said something some weeks ago, I said, boredom is part of humanity. If you think, oh, but Pastor, I get bored. There is nothing you do in this world you don't get bored. Remember, even when you wanted to switch career and you were bored of the other career, of the other career path, and you say, I want to switch career now. I want to go to cyber security or any other, whatever you're going to. And when you got to that one, you get bored again. Right? Because when something is done, whatever we produce fruit, we get boring. Along the way, whatever is going to make any impact cannot be all excitement. At least not every time. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, and we waited on God for increase. So we have laid a very solid base now. We said, God gives what?
Increase.
What a thing to know. That God gives increase. That means whatever is in God's vineyard increases. Whatever is in God's vineyard does not die. And we see that from the Genesis mandate. In Genesis 1, upon the creation of the earth, after the Spirit of God moved, and I said, whenever you see the Spirit of God move, you're going to have utterance. Remember?
Yes.
Huh? We said, the Spirit of God, the moving of the Spirit of God brings utterance. That means something will be said and heard. And the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. And God said, you can't have the move of the Spirit and all you have is shout and people rolling on the floor. That's nice. But something has to be said. He is the word. He says, he talks. And when the Spirit of God moved in Genesis, what do we see? In verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them, which is where I'm going to, Genesis 1. So God created man, verse 27, in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. I am blessed. How do you know God blessed them? What they are going to do? He said unto them. So his blessing, we said, of course, eulogio in the Greek would be what he said. Remember? You're going to listen to Ephesians on that. And God blessed them. Blessing is in what he said. What did he say? God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. So, you know, we said, whatever, what God gives is what? Increase. God is not going to tell you remain as you are. You can start small, but don't remain small. And even though your beginning may be small, your later end shall greatly increase, says the Lord. You're going to increase. As a church, we are going to increase. Be fruitful and multiply. When you are fruitful, it means there's a seed. Because you can't just say something should be fruitful if there's nothing planted. That means there is a seed. I was going to take a cell leaders meeting and teach this, but God instructed me to teach the entire church. And so I'm just going to do just that. There are some things I might not be able to say, but as much as possible, so this is what you're meant to not have access to, but God wants us to all hear it so that we can all increase. So we said, for you to be fruitful, there's a seed. And there are two things in the Bible that are used for seed. One is the word. The word of God is called the seed. Second is man. Man is also used, seed is also used for mankind. So you said the seed of Abraham or the seed of Isaac. And you already know he's talking about Jacob when he says the seed of Isaac. Does it make sense? Right? So two things that are used as seed in the scriptures. One would be the word, right? Come on. The word is the seed, right? Or the seed is the word. And the second would be man. Thank you. Man and the word. In Luke 8, in the parable of the sower, or the parable of the sower. Anyone? In verse 11, Jesus, after, of course, you know the parable. His sower went into the field and he sowed seed, the same seed, and some fell at the wayside, right? Some fell among thorns, some fell on the rock, and on the good ground, right? And Jesus now said in verse 11, he said, the seed is what? The seed is the word of God. So we said the word can be used for seed. But this is one of the few places where it was not synoptic. Synoptic means the four writers did not see it together. Remember, I think we did that some years ago where we looked at what we call the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we agreed that John might not be a synopsis. Remember? Because synoptic writing means that they are all meant to bring different angles to corroborate the same event. But apparently John wrote a bit of what the others missed out, which is common sense because he wrote his much later. John wrote about 95 AD, so he wrote his own synoptic much later. So the miracles they missed out, like the miracle of the Cana of Galilee, John would document that. Is it making sense? Come on, is it making sense? Like the feeding of the bread. I don't know how they missed out on Jesus multiplying bread. You ate it. You took basket home and you didn't write it. Well, maybe because they were also not first-hand writers except Matthew. Right? Come on. We are just looking at small stuff. So maybe because we were not first-hand writers, details were lost in transition. But that's not where we're going to. So this is one of the places where they didn't all see it together. Because when Matthew was going to write his own account of that parable in Matthew 13, I've been praying about this, and I trust God that, in fact, normally I would take this on a Sunday morning, but I want to take it in the midweek service. I want to believe that those who show up for midweek services are the ones that need to hear this. I just want to believe that. Maybe we'll take it on Sundays too. Matthew 13. Verse 31. Okay, let's read verse 37. Can we verse 37 and verse 38 together? Everybody, want to go? He answered and said unto them, he that sows the seed is the Son of Man. Right? Verse 38. The field is the world, and the good seed are what? So, Jesus said, the seed now are what? Men. So, we said two usages of the word seed in the scriptures. One would be the word of God. The other would be what? Men. So, the good harvest will be the word of God growing and men growing. I'll say it again. A good harvest or a good show of fruitfulness is the word of God growing and men growing. God's seed is the word. And it's also the word in men. Don't get lost. The seed is the word of God. The seed is also the word of God in the lives of men. So the seed is not just the word. The seed is also the men that live the word. So when God said, be fruitful and multiply. Sorry. Is he only talking about the word growing? Or the word also growing through men? So, come with me. Can we say, that interpretation would be wrong to say he's not talking about men. Right? You know, some people say Genesis 1:28. He's not talking about men. He's not talking about physical bearing. It can, because the seed is not just the word; it's also men. The growth of men in numbers is the seed growing. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? So how do I know I'm growing? The word of God is growing. And men are growing. In case it's not appropriate to have the word growing and men are not increasing. It's also not appropriate. Because I don't know how the word of God is growing and men are not increasing. We need to ask ourselves the real question. If men are not growing, then the seed is not growing. The growth of men will be both in stature and in numbers. The growth of men will be both in stature and in numbers. It's not appropriate to have people knowing the word and they're not growing. It's also not appropriate for people growing and the word is not growing. You know, you can't have more men and the word is not growing. It's not appropriate. What will be the appropriate harvest again, church? The seed is growing. What will be the seed growing? The word of God is growing and men are growing. So we are increasing. Look at that same Matthew 13. Verse 31. Another parable put it forth, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown. So that means God does not have an issue with things starting small, but it must not remain small. God doesn't have an issue with things starting small. Not at all. The issue will be to remain small. That cell can start small. That fellowship can start small. But it must not remain small. It has to grow. Look at how he explains it. He said, it's like the grain of mustard seed, which is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest, verse 32, among all herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and they lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable, verse 33. He spoke unto them, the kingdom of God is like unto leaven, which a woman took and eat in three measures of meal, till the whole is leaven. Amen. That's the Genesis mandate. How do you know? Look at verse 34. All these things spoke to them, or to the multitude, in parables. And without a parable, spoke unto them, verse 35, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things that have been kept secret from where? Foundation of the world will be Genesis, right? Aha. So, again, the Genesis mandate is what Jesus was still teaching his disciples. That you've got to increase. What is God's instruction to you? Be fruitful. We said fruitfulness will be seen in two metrics. One, what we grow. Secondly, what we grow. Men will include you and the people who you are growing. Is the Genesis mandate. We must not allow complacency again. Can we pray together? Just pray in the spirit. No complacency. No mediocrity. No small-mindedness. No stunted growth. The seed is bringing forth much fruit. It's bringing forth much fruit. No complacency. No standing on one place. No standing in one place. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My ministry. My life. My work. No complacency. No complacency in the name of the Lord Jesus. No complacency in the name of the Lord Jesus. There's growth on all sides. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you praying at all? Amen. That's the Genesis mandate. 1 million members will start from one member. And one will become 10. And 10, 100. And 100, 1,000. But you know what we must not do? We must not be complacent. He gives the increase. I say he gives the increase. Glorious House Church, listen to me. God gives the increase. He gives the increase. We receive his increase. From one little meeting into the fields, into the earth, into Kenya, into Gambia, into Somalia, South Africa, Ghana, Liberia. Amen. Increase, Lord Jesus. Amen. We receive increase. Amen. That's what he wants. Like I said, we can get complacent. We can get so used to norm. There is nothing that says people do not attend minister's retreat from Togo and from Cameroon. There's nothing stopping that. It gives increase. And if we are walking by his mandate to be fruitful, it means we are not just growing. That means the word of God is growing through us and men are increasing. Is it making sense? So the seed is not just the word. The seed is also the word in men. No complacency. No mediocrity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every big thing will start small. Small. It doesn't have to be mega at the start. No, small. Was not Abraham God called? Just Abraham. He said, just one journey. And in that journey, we now have nations and nations of nations and nations and nations. I mean what I'm saying? Nations of nations and nations in nations. Just because one man knows that God gives increase. Abraham just started this up. And God said, can you count the stars? Can you number them? At some point, God said, Can you number the sand of the seashore? Borogin says, and I can't forget this statement. He said, because you're walking with the Almighty, you must also learn to walk with the impossible. Because you are walking with the Almighty. That means there are things that will seem impossible to you. That's why he's the Almighty. Except you're not walking with the Almighty. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. That will work in your hand. Have you asked God for increase? Or you're okay? Complacent. Paul told Timothy, lay hold on prophecy. Through it you will wage a good warfare. That means you must not be comfortable where you are staying. You must not. Glorious House Church, it is time. That's why I said I wanted to teach this to some leaders first. It is time to push beyond limits. Because if you don't take the increase, you will never even know that it gives the increase. In Acts 1:8, what did he tell them? He says, and you will receive utterance when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, right? And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and that'll be it, right? Eh? In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and where? Everywhere on the earth. God is not limited. He gives increase to match up with his word. He gives the increase. Lay hold on the increase. You're comfortable in that cell. 3 people. 5 people. The day is 15. You say, yeah, we've arrived. Nah. That's not God's plan. I said, that's not God's plan. And we are moving forward. Amen. More men are yielding to Jesus through you and through me. Amen. I say, more men are yielding to Jesus through me and through you. Amen. There's increase. Amen. In your work, there's increase. Amen. So long you have been on the same spot. I say there's increase for you. Amen. I say there's increase for you. Amen. I say there is increase for you. Amen. I say you're blessed. Amen. I say you're blessed. Amen. You're fruitful. You're multiplying. You're spreading. Have your seat. From Jerusalem to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. Take his word with boldness. You're not meant to remain small. That same place you've been using for cell meeting. Why has nobody joined? Hey, you've got people all around and they just look at you every time. And you've not walked in that to that nearest house and say, we hold cell meetings here. Join us. What happened? You're so complacent. I know we have prayed against that. You're not complacent. Yeah. Huh? I said you're not complacent. So to you, it's just, my cell meetings are Tuesdays. We go again on this Tuesday. We go again. And Sunday, we can listen to pastor. Midweek service, we go again. And then you just go the same cycle. Nothing is increasing. And you say the word of God is growing in you. I think we need to ask a question. Is it? Growth. Is the word and the word in men to the uttermost part of the earth. He gives increase. The work in your hand, it's not meant to remain small. It's not going to remain small. I said it's not going to remain small. In Acts 2, the disciples grew from 120 to 3,120 without content creation. Amen. I know there are things we we do, you know, to ensure that people are more welcome in church and all of that. I'm not against it. I will not say I'm for it too. Amen. I'm for every man. And I'm for no man of blessed memory. Amen. They grew. 3,000 men joined the church without bringing entertainers. Without content. Anyway, in the world of TikToks. All of that. And I know churches are jumping on that. I'm not, like I said, I'm not against it. A lot of things are changing so fast in my eyes. A lot of things are changing. I never knew churches to do that. Say, take paper. Give it to this appears person in church. I don't understand. It's funny, but I don't think they did that in Acts 2. They grew without contemplation. They grew without calling sinners to church. I'm not, come on. I was driving Brochola the other day and I said, we are going to bring, there are some people I want to bring for minister's retreat. I'm going to be Pastor Chris Delvan. I will to God he helps me this year. Amen. I'm going to have a whole session for Pastor Chris Delvan. And I have like two other people. One is not Nigerian, by the way. So it's like I'm not against that, but I'm saying that cannot be church growth strategy. You now plaster different ministers. So because they are fans, we now know your church. And that way, some people now say, let me even attend for Sunday service. Then, of course, you already have the funnel. This is funnel. So when they come for Sunday service, meat pie, no, fried rice and chicken, where you are waiting then, with fine, fair sisters. That's say, you welcome to church. By number. Wait. I am not saying, wait, listen to me. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying there can be supernatural increase by the word. Apostle Babalola did not. He was then in Asia. And people came all the way from America, from all of Europe. There was no Google Map. There was no Twitter. There was no Instagram. There were no websites. And they were driving. They were flying down and going to Osun State. Why? He gives increase. That's why I'm saying to the church, we're going to pray together. He gives increase. And we receive his increase. That's stealing people's members, though. Peter went 3,000 more. What was going on? They were multiplying. I want you to go and read the book of Acts again. And as you're reading it, be putting yourself in their shoes and you will see what practical ministry is like. I've been listening to the book of Acts. I've been listening. I'm done reading. I've been reading. I've read. Now I'm listening. I want to listen to the audio. And sometimes you just put yourself. And they went to Damascus. And Philip went to Damascus. And the entire city was saved. And the city was filled with joy. And you're looking, what am I doing? Because that is practical ministry. So what am I doing with the word of God? What am I doing? And I tell you, there is no better life elsewhere than serving the Lord. Every other thing becomes shadow. The day you see the joy of service, the day you see God the way he is, and you experience him in the fullness of him, you will see him. Amen. I say you will see him in the name of the Lord Jesus. And it wasn't like they stopped doing what they were doing. You know, These days, if a church start growing from 120 to 3,000, then prayer times now start reducing. Because now, you know, there are some first timers, there are newcomers. No, they were praying in Acts 2, 120 of them. In Acts 4, after 3,000 has joined, they were praying. They had Holy Ghost meeting in Acts 2. In Acts 4, they prophesied. The entire place was shaking together. Amen. Amen. Things did not change. The standards remain. Because that increase came from God himself. Didn't come through content creation. He gives the increase. Paul planted. Apollos watered. But God is the one that gives increase. So your vision must not be small. You don't have to be a cell leader. Your vision for God to work in your hand. If you have been in this church long enough, you already know that you are a minister of the gospel. That's not for pastors alone. Every believer has the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 to 21. Every believer is an ambassador of Christ. Oh, you say, Pastor, why are you forcing it on me? I'm not. You're going to give account of what you did with the gospel. You are not just saved to remain in church. You are saved to multiply. That means the seed of God's word in you is also meant to multiply and bring others to the glory of God. You're going to give account. And God has given you wealth. He says, God gives the increase. Your cell doesn't have to be 20 people. See it bigger. Because God sees it bigger. See it bigger. This is May. Before the end of June. There is no impossibility. See it bigger. You are blessed.
Amen.
You're fruitful. You are blessed. See it bigger. Don't allow mediocrity. Don't allow complacency. Don't allow apathy. Don't allow it. That thing that just makes you sit down and you say, If every cell meeting you just go yourself alone, something is wrong. Alone. Something is wrong. You're not taking anybody along? Most of you came to service today. No single person. Some of you, no single person that you brought to service today. Same thing last Sunday. So, are you fruitful actually? And when something is not growing, it's dying. Because growth is one of the end signs of a living thing, or one of the signs of living. How do you know something is living? It's growing. And God says, you've got to grow. And if you're not growing, you're dying. We are not dying. Amen. The work of God in our hands is not dying.
Amen.
Glorious House Church is not dying.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I say it's not dying.
Amen.
I say it's not dying.
Amen.
There's work in hands. Week in, week out. To increase. Because he gives the increase. And we walk in the increase. There must be a soundness you aspire for. It will come by prayer. It will come by teaching. It will come by boldness. It will come by being daring. It's going to come. It's going to come by the supernatural. I have nothing against, like I said earlier, I have nothing against content creation and all that. I've got nothing against it. But I perceive the church should be more stressed on the supernatural. See, people can serve Jesus without those TikTok shenanigans. And they will. Which book of the Bible is this? Ruth! I like it. Wait. Before you judge me and before you do, I'm not against it. The book of Judges. I was on one. So they say a plane was crashing. It's not crashed. So he landed at. They say, come and worship with us. I have nothing against it. Sincerely. But have we prayed? The increase we're getting, is it the increase of prayer? I want us to increase, and we will increase.
Amen.
I'm saying in the next few weeks, we will increase.
Amen.
But I said, not every growth is healthy. Remember? When there's cancer, things grow. But it's not an healthy growth. We are going to do it the apostles' way. The prayer way. The supernatural way. The word of God way. If you cannot add anything onto what I do. You know me now. I take the back seat. But we will pray. And we will pray the harvest into reality. The move of the Lord will not be lost in our day.
Yeah.
The fire will burn.
Yeah.
Our hearts will burn.
Yeah.
So don't be contented. What do you bring? What have you done in that cell this year? In the last 1 year? What have you done? What have you done? I want to talk about something very quickly that will help your work of ministry. Don't lack ambition. What did I say? See, that passionate drive to get things done is from God. I'm not shy to take away some things or remove certain people if I don't see an ambition in ministry. I like to surround myself with ambitious people. People who want to see the word of God in the nations. Some years ago, we were just in Bale. And maybe in a midweek service like this, we'll probably be 4, 5. We thank God. Last week, I was going through the website. So they sent a report of downloads and visits on the website, and it's running into tens of thousands. And I'm seeing the countries where they are from. And I was excited. I won't lie. Because I was seeing new countries. There are countries that have been listening to us since like 2021. I remember we spoke about the United States. Common listener, Netherlands, I think China too. There's quite some countries that listen to us. And I was seeing new countries. And I smiled, I said, this is good though. And God said, you're impressed. I said, Abi, I'm impressed. He said, no. You have had enough time to have planted churches in those places. And I said, even in Nigeria, Seth, we've not planted much. And he told me to go to that 1 Corinthians 3. It gives the increase. The question is, we will take the increase. Are we going to take it? Will we take the increase? Be ambitious. Be passionate about growth. See, even in your natural, in the natural, be an ambitious person. You're a nurse, you're a doctor, you're an engineer, you're a teacher, you are a caterer, you are a pilot, whatever you are. You are a content creator. Be ambitious. Be ambitious. Complacency is not from God. Many have related following God's plan to living small. No. Following God's plan is doing His will. And His will can come with increase. Amen. Amen. Comes with increase. He gives increase. You've seen it. Paul says, what God gives in situations of planting the seed is what? Increase. He doesn't reduce you. It doesn't keep you small. It gives increase. So you need to ask yourself serious questions. Why am I not increasing? Maybe you're even decreasing in numbers. And you say the word of God is growing. You only remember church on Wednesday mornings. I say, okay, today's service. And on Saturday night, tomorrow is service. Okay, let me iron my clothes. That's no disciple, nobody growing. And you're not fruitful. You're not fruitful. That's not fruitfulness. You just expect the magic to happen from somewhere. Something just happened. Nah. It doesn't work like that. Be ambitious. You're a cell leader. Want to see it. Next week, I want to see 30 people here. You don't have to have any special program. In yourself, I want to see 50 people. Doesn't have to be a special program. We are going to go all out. We're going to teach. We're going to follow up like madmen. Have madman follow you before? Because that's happened to me before. Or a mad dog. Has dog chased you before? Is follow up. Or turkey. Has turkey. Except you change your clothes. The turkey is chasing you. That's what to follow up. We are going to follow up. We are going to pray for these people we have preached to. Not that you preached to this person last week. No follow up again. You have preached to another person this Saturday. What are you doing? You're not ambitious. In the natural, be ambitious. You have a business. Start talking in billions. I'm not saying you're delusional. No, there's delulu. I mean, you're walking towards it. Don't say, this is my own business, Google and Nepal. I don't know, it's how to eat I'm looking for. No. I'm going to grow this business. I'm going to learn every skill I'm meant to learn. I'm going to partner with the right people. I'm going to put myself out there. And I'm going to grow it into billions. When I start things, I imagine them from international scale. That's where I start things. I already start imagining. Okay. So most of the times I take mirrors from some international communities and people who have done them. Sometimes I don't stay in Nigeria. Then I bring it and then tailor it to our own markets. Make it, because you can't afford to be complacent. The moment you now make 1 million naira, 10 million naira, this business has blown. No, it has not. You're just not ambitious. You've gotten that job. Oh yeah, I'm on this job. I will die here. No, you, why should you? Why should you die there? The one they are paying me. Me, I like it too. No, I don't get a skill. Even if you are going to remain there, you should be going up, right? Not every year they are promising everybody. You say, just leave me, like, you just don't sack me. No. Get a skill. Put yourself there. Say, ask your director, your head, what can I do to be better? What should I take? What courses? What certifications would you like me to enroll? Be ambitious. If you're going to do anything tangible for God, I've left the natural now. you have to be ambitious about these things. Yes. See, yesterday I was talking to someone. So, don't mind me. I'm going to share this with you. I didn't want to share it before. So, my wife knows there's an agent I paid to help us look for a church venue, a big venue. And so I just called. I was going to work, and I called him and said, "Ah, bro, it's just one place you showed us, and you've not shown us any other place." So he said, I've not seen anywhere where they want to lease and all that. So I said, "What of land that they want to sell?" Hear me out. I don't have the money. I said, "What of land they want to sell?" So he said, there's this 3 plots at Kenikong. They want to sell." I said, "How much?" He said, $170 million. I said, "Okay, that's okay." I said, "That's okay. That's quite small. That's okay. That's small. If I show you my jotter, my daily journal, I've written it down. I can get it." I said, "Eh, Pastor, eh? Yeah, I can. Do I have it now?" "No." "Can I get it?" "Yes." Because he can give the increase. Years ago, Pastor Kwaju, I love Pastor Kwaju a lot. He shared a story of about 6 years when he started. So he said they saw a property, and was it not 20 million? 17 million at the Heart of Lagos. So he was around the Keja side, and he said he should come and get it. So he said, "He doesn't have 17 million. They can let him pay 5%. I went to God, and God said, "Do you want it? You can have it." He said, "We can have it." "Okay, that's all I need to hear." So he went to the owner and said, "I want to pay 5%. Who tells someone that you want to pay 5% for a property?" The president, "What are you talking about? We want outright payment, 100%. And he said, "That's the deal I have." I think it was 25% or 5%. And so they didn't bother again. And after about 6 months, the person called them and said, "Oh yeah, come and come and pay the percent, the 5% you want." So they paid the 5%. So they were calling them again. "Oh, what about the balance? People are on it." So he told the secretary, "Mute them. That the people are on it, let them sell it. But our 5% must come back to us when they sell it." Mute the person. So after a year, they had the money. A year. From someone who, he said they had to push to get the 5%. After a year, they had the 100%. So he told the secretary, "Call them back if that place is still available. Because God said it's ours." And so the person said, "I've muted them." So he opened the block and started seeing the messages. "What's wrong with you people? People want to buy this thing." So after 2 months, he's like, "You people have gone to pray for people not to buy it. Everybody is coming here to say they want to buy it. They are going back with their money." After 6 months, "Oh yeah, you people should come. Anything you have, let's talk." People are not responding. Let's talk. "Okay, even if you don't have the money, just show up. Just come and pack in." So he called them and said, "We are ready now." He said, "What kind of prayer did you go and pray that was making people reject?" But you know the seed there. Ambition. The fact that you're not saying, "We're just going to remain where we are." Why have you not changed venue yourself? Because you've not increased. You've not increased. That's the truth of the matter. Am I going to increase?
Yeah.
It gives the increase. There are those who are not strong on Bible doctrine. And they are growing. Because they're ambitious. But you claim to know the word. And I don't know which word you know that is not making you ambitious. You claim to know the word and follow the word, but no growth. We said the seed growing will be two things. Remember, one, the word of God will be growing strongly. Two, men will be growing. The word will be growing in men. Pray for me as I close. That cell, be ambitious. Be ambitious. Don't stay in one place. Pray about it. Fast about it. Talk to God about it. Be bold about it. Walk around that territory like you own the place. We hold a cell meeting here. Do your banners. Do your flyers. Tell a friend about it. Talk to a colleague about it. Take that hostel for Jesus. Are you listening to me? Be ambitious about it. Tell yourself, this cell, by the end of June, if you are not 50, I want to know what it's costing. As long as there are people on the earth, be ambitious about what God is doing. Paul planted. Apollos watered. God gives them this. Talk in large numbers. Be yourself, church. Let's be passionate about growth. Be passionate about it. Be passionate about it. If today you brought 5 disciples to a service, ensure that next week Sunday, the 5 are present, but you're adding 2 more. Are you listening to me? Take it like a personal goal. Start. Who gives the increase? You've got a seed. You've got a seed. Bear fruit. Bear fruit. Don't allow complacency. Don't give room for mediocrity. And we just do things anyhow we want to do it. And me, I don't really care. I don't really care. My money is, I just pray. No. Don't just do things anyhow. God's not going to do anything through you that way. You know how he's going to do something through you? When you pursue with relentless ambition, you're going to take over his soul for Jesus. And our God. And our Jehovah. And our Shudi. Yaba. Surrender. All these environments. I don't care what people say. There's that youth church. I don't care. Is there something they have not called me before? I went to preach somewhere. I don't know how many years ago now. 16. I went to preach somewhere. And now they introduced me. There's this very young. I was very young now. If I'm 16 now, can you imagine what I was 16 years ago? Amen. There's this very young. You know, God can talk to anybody. That's how he was introducing me. That I have prepared. Do you know how many Greek words were there? I was going to teach from John 4, the man at the well. You know the sermon that day. I just finished reading Kenyon. The man of the earth. I was going to Kenyon, one woman at the well. I was discouraged. Our young men, our young people, God can talk to anybody. So let us listen to him. Let's give him a chance. Give him a chance. You who wrote the letter. You wrote the letter. I don't know if I still have the letter, but if I check my study, I should probably still use it. I always keep it in the middle of my notes. They wrote the letter. We chalk letterhead. God can speak to anybody. Let's just open our hearts. So let's encourage him. But you know what? I wiped my face in my country and I went forward. I spoke God's word in boldness. When I was done, the pastor called me to his office. He said, "What are you teaching? What school of ministry do you attend? What seminar?" Okay.
to talk with that. Am I going to encourage you that? Be bold. There's so much God wants to see through you. That's 16 years ago. In 40 years' time, we'll speak about these times. And we'll say, thank God for growth. That's what he wants to do through you, through me. He wants to bring many more to know him, to serve him. Last year, some of you were not here. But now you are. And now you are another soldier in God's army to reach the lost, to proclaim his name, to help more people know Jesus and love him and serve him. That's we don't have any other ambition for more people to know him, to love him, and to serve him. It's the word the church and the mandate. A community of believers. I can't say young believers because we're getting older. Amen. By the day, there was a time we didn't have anybody that was married in this church. Like one. Nobody that was married. And I'm the one saying, take the children. So we're growing. So I can't say a community of young believers. A community of believers. Old, young, male, female. Who are serving Jesus with their hearts. Passionately. Ambitiously. And the word of God is going through us. Talk in large numbers. Don't be comfortable with small things. Are you listening to me, Ago? Don't be comfortable with small things. Say it to your place of prayer. We are growing. We are growing. We are growing. The seed of the word is bringing forth fruit. The word of God is working. The word of God is working. The word of God is working. The word of God is growing in leaps and bounds. It's growing. Through me, it's growing. Be ambitious. Be ambitious. Be ambitious. God is calling on us. These are the seasons of growth. These are the seasons and times for massive manifestations. Massive gatherings. Go into those streets. All those crusades. Take that megaphone. Walk into those houses. Schools. Go there. Organize the meetings. Teenage outreach. Organize these meetings. And we're going to see Jesus in every place. And every eyes will see. Yeah? I say every eyes will see. I say every eyes will see. And they will love him. Through me and through you, the glory of God will fill the earth. Are you with me? We must not allow room for complacency, for mediocrity, for anyhowness. He wants to do very, very amazing things to you. I'm saying it again. Glorious House Church. Remember the name. He wants to do amazing things. You say, I said it. I pray you wait for the harvest. I pray you're around for it. I pray you're around for it. You want to pray tonight? Huh? Wrap it up. 1 Corinthians 3 again. As you pray. Verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God that gives the increase. We're going to pray tonight. Increase in our work. Increase, increase. Lord Jesus, we see your increase all over this area, all over. We are planting more churches, more cells, more believers. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we receive your increase. Go ahead.